Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigurdur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures about hidden offshore investments. Officials of Greece and the European Union are trying to decide who will be among the next migrants sent to Turkey under terms of a recent agreement. There are about 3,000 detained migrants in Greece. No ferries from Greece to Turkey were scheduled for Tuesday. A Greek government official tells VOA the first day of deportations on Monday sent about 202 people to Turkey aboard three ferries. Meanwhile, the influx of migrants continues. Officials said 300 arrived in Greece on Sunday. Polls are open for Democratic and Republican presidential primary voting in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are both hoping for victories that will overshadow the delegate advantages held by their party's leading candidates. Wisconsin presents the best chance yet for Cruz to reassert his relevance in the Republican race. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang, who was ecstatic.
I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Kenyans. Thank you, everyone that has been praying for us all this time. You are great. I love you, people. I love you, Kenyans. I love you. Thank you, God. I'm free!
The judges said prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence to warrant a trial. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization reports more than 125 million people are living in crisis-affected countries and is appealing for $2.2 billion to come to terms with an escalating health crisis. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization says the three greatest emergencies are Syria, Yemen, and Iraq. In Syria, the agency says 11.5 million people need essential medicines, primary health care, as well as trauma care and mental health care. The WHO says special care for mothers and children, as well as essential medicine and other health care, are needed by more than 7 million people in Iraq and 10.6 million in Yemen. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday championed the government's new steps to try to make it less attractive for American companies to cut their U.S. tax bills by buying foreign companies to technically move their headquarters overseas while retaining operations in the United States.
As a practical matter, they keep most of their actual business here in the United States because they benefit from American infrastructure and technology and rule of law. They benefit from our research and our development and our patents. They benefit from American workers who are best in the world, but they effectively renounce their citizenship. They declare that they're based somewhere else, thereby getting all the rewards of being an American company without fulfilling the responsibilities to pay their taxes.
Mr. Obama said the practice known as tax inversion is one of the most insidious tax loopholes and called on the Republican-controlled Congress to permanently ban it. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges. Speaking in Frankfurt, Germany, she said those challenges include slower growth, low commodity prices, and potential financial tightening by many governments. South Korea says North Korea is now capable of mounting a nuclear warhead on its medium-range missiles. A South Korean official says his government has seen no evidence that North Korea has actually deployed such a missile, but the new assessment is the first direct acknowledgement of the North's growing nuclear prowess. The United States says the ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh seems to have taken hold and encourages both sides to strict adherence. 4 days of renewed fighting over the disputed region between Armenia and Azerbaijan killed at least 60 people. It was some of the worst violence since the war ended in 1994. Briefly taking a look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.